Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim coming live out of Philadelphia. Today's topic is health. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to play we're going to play another song off of my album, just so you can hear what's going on and the kind of work that we're doing, okay? So just listen up for a minute. This is your brother Elohim. Cause I've got the spirit. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. The kingdom of heaven is right within you, powering your soul. So go out in the name of Jesus and let the truth about the kingdom be told. To find the kingdom of heaven, you must first start with you. So let Jesus in your life and he will make your whole life brand new. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. So as you walk in the name of Jesus down all the dusty road, don't be concerned about brand names and all of those expensive clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how beautifully God made them grow. King Solomon never looked that good in spite of all his money and woe. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money. It's about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. There you have it. That's one of the songs off my CD, Jesus is Coming, 911 Jesus Emergency. You can pick the CD up on at Amazon, Walmart, Spotify, CD Baby. I'll give you a little bit more information on how to get it a little later on. we have a 10-track. That's me, of course, singing lead on that thing. Actually, I did all the music and everything. So it came out pretty good, I think, all right? this is your brother Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Today's topic is health. First, I'd like to make an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reaping what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay, well, today's topic is about health, and why are we so fit? How come we can't keep out of the hospital? But before we get into that, like always, for just a couple of minutes, I always talk about love. That's the biggest problem that we're having. We don't know what love is. They teach obsessionism as love, and it's not. Love is the act that make others feel good, okay? So if you're committing an act or saying something that don't make the other person feel good, you're not engaged in loving the person, okay? That's what love is, an action word. What acts are you committing in the act of love? You know, it ain't just throwing somebody in the bed, say, oh, baby, I'm sure that do make them feel good. But it goes a little further than that. You understand what I'm saying? One thing I like to say about they say, well, love is an emotion, you know. Actually, love is a word that triggers an emotional response. There's only one emotion, and you have a lot of things that trigger that emotion, hate, love, jealousy, envy, but you only have one emotion, and that emotion is triggered by the thought process that you attach to a certain thing. I remember back in the day, you step on one of our blue suede shoes and we'd rip your butt because our blue suede shoes were special, especially to the gangbanger. So it depends on what you attach to it. Like a lot of us attach a lot of things to the children. They will kill you over the children because that's how mentally they attach to the children. Some people kill you over rain. Some people kill you over just saying the wrong thing out your mouth. So it's not a question of how many different emotions that you have. You have one emotion triggered by different response based on your thought process. Okay, you got people who say something about China or America or Europe or Africa. They will hurt you over that. You say the wrong thing or the wrong thing about a person. It's one emotion triggered by the thought process that you're under. Okay, that's why you have to be careful how you speak, what you speak, and what you do. Remember, if you're not, love is an act to make others feel good. So if you're not engaged in something, I'm a little hoarse because I'm cutting it. We're working on another album, you know. So I'm a little hoarse, so bear with me. I'm gonna try to stay on the radio every day to get because the message needs to get out, you know. Now, right now, remember what we're saying about love. Okay, practice saying and making others feel good, and you'll be engaged in a loving relationship with the person all the time. And they have to learn how to do the same thing for you. You follow what I'm saying? Because we do something just to see if they get jealous. Oh, I want to make a match. You know, get jealous. You know what I mean? You know. So you don't want to do that because the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. And the heart gives off hormones. Okay? You can be around somebody and they remind you. They'll trigger some of the negative hormones that you have in you. You don't know the person, you can't paint you. You say, oh, I don't like that person. There's a lot to do with the frequency and vibration, too. We'll get into that another time. I'm not doing a whole thing on love today. I just do a couple minutes on love so we'll know that obsessionism is not love. If you meet somebody and they don't want you, move on. There's billions of men, billions of women out here. There's somebody for you, okay? You just have to keep moving in your circle until you find the one that's for you. And when you find them, you'll know it. You'll know it. You'll know it and they'll know. You know, it won't have to be chasing them and trying to win them and all that. You don't have to go far. You'll just automatically be attracted to one another. That's how it works. Okay? Now, a lot of times you can be attracted to somebody and they absolutely can't stand you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, move on. Let it go. Move on. Because there's nothing you can do to make that person feel good. But you're not going to be engaged in a good relationship with that person. You're not fighting all the time, trying to kill each other or whatever. You know what I mean? But remember, there's only one emotion triggered by different responses from your thought process. Okay? Now, today we're talking about health. Well, you know, I'm a Bible thumper because once I learned how to read it, because I put the book on the side because it was absolutely crazy. If I'm saying coming from a religious perspective, I put it on the side. But I don't do that anymore because I know it's a code book. I go into the codes and I get what I need out of there to help me gain power. You know what I'm saying? Because that book was given to us by our ancestors so that we would never be conquered or made slaves again. What happened was the people who we were ruling got a hold to the book, tricked us out of the book, and they became powerful and conquerors. You follow what I'm saying? They became the rulers, well, so-called rulers. They're not ruling the whole planet just yet. They're working on it. But the power that they're getting is coming from understanding how to read the book. We go through that on Sunday, okay? Now, we're going to go into Genesis, right? But what in the world has Satan got to do with Genesis? Genesis 1:29, I've given you herbs and seed-bearing plants for meat. See what I'm saying? So the meat that you're supposed to be eating is vegetables and fruit. Hello? Vegetables and fruit. That's the Genesis diet. Okay? If we were eating like that, we wouldn't be sick all in the hospital every 2 minutes trying to figure out what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that. So think about, the thing about Adam and Eve in the garden, there's a whole story about that. We don't get into that right now. Either. That's something funny. But just think about, they're in the garden, what are they eating? You know, mostly eating raw food. They're on a raw food diet. That's basically the Genesis diet. Raw fruits and vegetables, that's the Genesis diet. If you ate like that, you would live 700-800 years. I'm telling you, it's very properly like that. Especially if you can get the raw foods and stuff that's grown properly, because with Monsanto out here poisoning the food the way they're doing, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to get good stuff, you know? And I can't be mad at Monsanto, because them people are feeding millions of people. Think about it. They feed millions of people. And if they close the supermarkets down today or tomorrow, we'd starve to death. We can't even feed ourselves, you know? The thought process that they have, Psalm 82, this is what Psalm 82 is. I like the Bible because of the code. It just eliminates all the nonsense. You know, if you're looking at a code book, Psalm 82 said you are all God. You can read it for yourself. Don't get mad at me. You know, that's what it says. It means that you have unlimited potential, that you are a designer, okay? Because if you put men and women in the place of everywhere they said God, that means when it said in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, it said men and women had the technology to make planets. See what I'm saying? Now they got a satellite that's been up there for over 5,000 years, and they don't know where it came from or who it is. So that eliminates the Darwinian theory. And people get mad at me about that. You know what I mean? Because they swear to God, we evolved into something. You know what I mean? We evolved from ape or out of some sea, start walking from a lizard or something like that. There, this is what they be teaching, you know? And actually, it's not even common sense. So, but that's not what we're here. We're not here to talk about Darwin and his little racist theory about the last one here, the most evolved. I'm the smartest here, blue eyed God. Since he's the last one here, he's the smartest and the most evolved. That's what they're pushing. That's the whole Darwin theory, is a racist concept. Anyhow, the Genesis diet is what you should be on. Okay, you keep you out of the hospital, keep from being sick. I mean, it's crazy, but it works. The Genesis diet is a raw fruit and vegetable diet. You're not supposed to be eating flesh. They tricked you by calling flesh meat. You know what I'm saying? When you eat a piece of chicken, you say, well, I ate some meat. But you're not eating meat as described in the book that was given to you. You're eating flesh, okay? And you're not supposed to be consuming flesh. That's why certain parts of the book tell you don't give up meat. But not flesh. They ain't talking about flesh. You know what I mean? And you get into Leviticus sometimes, right? And Leviticus will tell you what they use for fines and stuff, and the preachers and all that stuff did wrong. You know, how if they fine? How did they pay for the sins that they committed and stuff like that? It tells you that too, right in the book. It's a powerful book if you know how to read it. You know, and it tells you that the greatest alms that you can give in reference to paying for your sin is the vegetables and fruit, flour and stuff like that there. That's better than giving the flesh. And then they tell you, and they make a difference between the two. If you're going to give a meat offering, and they describe the meat offering that they're talking about, they tell you, don't put no leavening in the flour and all that stuff. Now you're going to cook the corn and the whole nine yards if you're going to give a meat offering. It tells you right in Leviticus. You follow what I'm saying? But they have you reading the book because, especially as black people here in this country or around the planet, they do not want you coming back into power. You follow what I'm saying? It took Britain 800 years to get out from under black rule. Man, yeah. Check your history. It's all there. How you think that they had a black King James over there who rewrote the doggone Bible? But he was the king of Ireland. Now, you don't know that. He was the sixth king of Ireland, right? But he wasn't the first King James of Britain. He was the first Irish king of Britain. See what I'm saying? King James. But they have other James. They have other King James of Britain. That's why every time you read about King James, they put a white guy up there. You know what I mean? But he wasn't the one that did the Bible. See what I'm saying? But they did have other King James of Britain. You ain't looking this up. We got Google now, so we got the internet. We can check all this stuff out. How they say, fact-finding, see if things are lies or the truth. You can check everything out I'm saying. It's right there on the internet. You know what I mean? You can Google it and find out. Now, let's get into this topic, right? There's certain things. Now, I have a diet that I'm on. right? Fluctuating on it because I've been trying to help people who are trying to get on the diet, but they're having trouble giving up flesh. You know what I'm saying? So, well, can I eat a certain kind of flesh and still be on a diet and try to get my health back? So I've been hitting around with a little flesh to see if this work, what this would do, checking my vitals to see if my vitals go crazy when I eat this or when I eat that. Absolutely. If you want to stay healthy, stay away from the flesh. You become a vegan or vegetarian. Everything they're getting is coming out of the book. I'm telling you now. You follow what I'm saying? That's why the book is so important to them. You can't even hold office without swearing on a religious book. There's a reason for that. We'll talk about that during on Thursday. We talk about on Thursday or Wednesday. We talk about politics. Wednesday is politics. We talk about that on Wednesday. We talk about politics. Follow what I'm saying? So let's get into this. Let's get into this diet thing. What do you need? What do you have to eat? Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. We're talking about thought processes, how you think about different things. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, the body needs 80 to 90. Hold on for a second. The body needs 80 to 90 nutrients per day when you sit down to eat. So when you sit down to eat, how many nutrients and minerals are you getting out of the meal that you're eating? Three meals a day diet is suck. You don't really need to eat maximum two meals a day. That's all you need to eat. These are the things that you need to have, right? You need to have protein, carbohydrates. You need fat. You need vitamin A, which they call retinol. You need vitamin C, which they call ascorbic acid. You need thiamin, which is called vitamin B1. You need riboflavin, which they call vitamin B2. You need niacin. You need calcium, iron. Now, these things is absolutely essential for the body and the body's development. Now, the thing is, how much of these items are you supposed to get each day? See, the whole thing is a thought process. When you sit down to eat, now, this is a thought process. I don't deal with right or wrong. This is a thought process. You can accept it or reject it. It's up to you. Those of you on the line, I'd like to thank you for calling in. And if you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one on your phone, and that'll signal me that you have a comment, and I'll open up your mic. Or you can even want to give a shout-out, or if you have a business and you want to advertise your business, you can do that. That's fine, okay? We allow people to advertise their business, and we don't charge anything. We make our money from CD sales and book sales and stuff like that, okay? So we just, you know, try to give back something to the people who are trying to get out there, okay? Now, you need those minerals and nutrients in the body, okay? But they don't have us studying to see what we're eating. Now, the members of the Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love, when they order information, they get a nutrient chart in the book that they get. Okay, it's a 300-page book, Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. Okay. And there's a nutrient chart in the book. In that nutrient chart, it will tell you exactly what the nutrients, minerals, and everything in all of the food that I'm prescribing. Well, more than that, because the fruit and stuff, it gives you that too. What the nutrients and minerals in the chart is, and how much of each one you need, okay, to make a complete meal. Because when you sit down and eat, you're not getting a complete meal. When you get up in the morning, now, for instance, the body needs 26 grams of protein if you're an adult. That's basically about a scoop of tuna fish for the whole day, okay? Now, the way they got us eating, you get up, you eat the bacon and the eggs, and you have some grits or potatoes, you know? And then for lunch, you have a turkey sandwich or a cheesesteak or whatever you're going to have for lunch. And then for dinner, you get a big porterhouse, 8-pound steak. Cancer is a protein derivative. It thrives off. And when your body gets too much protein in it, it makes cancer cells to eat the protein. But lo and behold, wake-up call, flesh is protein. So when you get too much protein, after a while, it'd be eating you, okay? as well as the protein, extra protein that you're getting in your system. So you don't need all that protein in your system, okay? 26 grams of protein, that's what you need for the whole day. Now, if you're going to be eating eggs and turkey sandwiches and all that stuff, why don't you go and figure out how much protein is in the turkey and the eggs and all that stuff that you're eating, so that you know once you get to the 26 grams of protein, you don't need any more protein for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? You can get protein for tomorrow, but you don't need any more protein for the rest of the day, okay? Now, I'm going to give you some, we're going to run down some places that you can get the the minerals and nutrients from based on the list that I just gave you. We're going to run down some, I'm going to give you where you can get it from. Now, it's up to you to decide whether you're going to use it, go at it from the flesh point of view or from the meat point of view. When I say meat, I'm talking about vegetables. I ain't talking about no flesh. I make a difference between flesh and meat. I'm trying to put that in your mind so that you know when the book talks about meat, I'm talking about the Bible. When it talks about meat, it's not talking about flesh, okay? That's the big mistake that we're making. And the flesh peddlers, oh, they love me to make them kind of mistakes. Okay, listen up. We talk about protein. These are some sources of protein I'm going to give you, okay? We got meat, poultry, fish, dried beans, and peas, cheese, eggs, and milk, okay? Now, we need carbohydrates. From the carbohydrates, you can use cereal, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables to get your carbohydrates. Now, for your fat, shortening, oil, butter, margarine, salad dressing. And they say fatty meat, but what they're saying is fatty flesh. See how they got us all tricked up? They use the word meat, instead of flesh, because they want you eating that flesh, knowing that that flesh gonna run you to the doctor, and the doctor they don't do the healing. They do the diagnosing, but they don't do the healing. They sit you to the drug dealers, the drug boys. That's what they are. They're drug dealers. And they put you on pills and all this kind of stuff to so that they can cure what you got going. But they never, well, very seldom they recommend that you switch this, don't eat that, stop eating this, you know, unless it's a particular thing that you're allergic to or something, then they do it like that. But they say inside, they need to talk about fatty flesh, okay? Then you got liver, carrots, sweet potatoes, greens, yellow, or orange vegetables and fruits. That's for your vitamin A or your retinol, okay? And now for your vitamin C, we got broccoli, orange, grapefruit, papaya, mango, strawberries. This is how I'm telling you what you eat to get these things. So what you need to do is go in and measure how much of this thing you have to get the amount of vitamin C or whatever for that particular day, so that you know exactly how much of these things that you're eating, okay? Then you got the, now for your thiamine, which is vitamin B1, we got lean pork, nuts, fortified cereal products, okay? Now you go to riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, they got liver, milk, yogurt, cottage cheese, that's what they listed, okay? For your vitamin B2, which is riboflavin. Now, isn't it interesting that they don't have no vegetable listing for your riboflavin? You know what I mean? Now, can you get riboflavin from vegetable sources? Yes, you can, but you need to check and see. You have to go on the internet and find out what's up. Now, you got niacin. You got liver, meat, poultry, fish, peanuts, fortified cereal products. They keep saying fortified cereal. See, cereal is something that they make a lot of money off of. You know what I'm saying? And they want to push that towards you. Fortified cereal, meaning that they're adding nutrients into the cereal. Then you got calcium. You got your milk, yogurt, cheese, sardines, salmon, with bones, collard, kale, mustard, and turnip greens. Most of us don't know that they can get calcium from collard greens, kale. You saying mustard greens and turnip greens. You can get collard greens from the green leaf and vegetables. There's a lot of other stuff you can get from them, collard greens and stuff too. That collard greens is amazing. It's a weed, but it's an amazing product if you eat it or you have to cook it properly. Okay, Then you got your iron, you got enriched farina. See, that's more cereal. They make prune juice, liver, dried beans and peas, red meat, iron, and fortified cereal. Now, what I normally do is just pick two or three of these and go through them to let you know that you need all of these items work together. All right? And we're going to get into that for a minute. What do you mean all these items work together? Yeah, they all work together. We're going to talk about the thought process, how you should be eating, and what you should be eating. But right now, we're halfway through the hour, so usually during this time, I run a little commercial for the people that for the people that are out there doing things, trying to give you information, trying to keep things up. So I do a little commercial. I give them a little shout out, okay? This is Elohim Five Tribes, Constellation Osiris, Radio Presents, Elohim Speaks. I'm Elohim, live and in flesh. I am Elohim Christ. That's what I go by. Let me look at my CD. Oh, well, I'm in the commercial, so let me go ahead. I'm going to say that anyway, okay? We're on from 8 to 9 every day, okay? The calling number is 516-453-9230, okay? And I had something going to the screen. Okay, there it's back. That's the call-in number. You can call in if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so. Okay, Monday, we're dealing with Society News, right? Tuesday, we're dealing with Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume Secret Doctrine, okay? We'll be reading out of that book, all right? Wednesday, we're talking about politics. Thursday, we're doing economics. Friday, we're doing health. Sunday, we're doing religion. Well, see, when we say religion, we're talking about realigning yourself with source energy. We're not talking about Christian and Muslim and none of that. When we say religion, we ain't talking about none of that. Because none of those guys are actually dealing with religion. They're under occult practices, calling it religion. Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. Once you realize who you are, you'll see what a profound statement that is, okay? Now, I have a gospel CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency, which you just heard one of the songs from it. You know, and if you tune in on the hour, you will get our national anthem. We play the national anthem first, but today I played one of the songs off the album so you can hear what's going on. Hear me sing a little bit, you know what I mean? Okay. It's called Jesus is Coming. The link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's number 2. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ Pinterest, Jesus is Coming. And and you can listen to the entire CD if you want to hear all the songs. We asked ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That child you dumped just might be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. Don't take our chance enough. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them, takes two to take care of them. So brothers, are hang in there with those sisters when those babies pop out, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, The Line of Prescriptions, Part 2, A Crisis Come. For more information on the CD or book, you can call PCCA, that's Toronto Church of Christ in the Law, at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Okay? Now, also I'd like to give, don't forget to hit my website, to Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Okay, that's a domain site. So if you have something to sell and something you want to offer to people, just come on to the site and you'll be able to sell your wares and stuff. We're setting up now. And if you know somebody that's good with computers and stuff, we need help, just give us a call. Okay, that number again is 215-758-1703. I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book from Wax Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and helps fill in the missing pieces that we had a global empire. And he has proof and evidence to prove that we had Olympics, global Olympics, and everything else. That they're finding evidence of the Olympic stadiums and stuff, but they're just not letting you know what this black man was doing out here. You follow what I'm saying? Now, we have the Legacy of the Nation show that won't be hosted by Mac. Mike made transition, so we're dedicating the show now and the rest of the year throughout to my brother Mac. I'm going to miss him a lot. He's my sounding board. He's one I call because he's my elder, you know, and he's one I call when I needed somebody to talk to, okay? And so we're going to do that on Saturday. That is Black History. We're going to talk about Black History on Saturday, okay? And I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kimitra 11. She has a spoken word. Last time I checked, she had a nice little song out there. She sounds pretty good, you know? On my next album, maybe I'll give her a call. She might want someone to help me out with the album, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual reader in the Bible. So if you want to know a little bit about your spiritual well-being, give Mickey Love a call, okay? She's on YouTube. Her number is 909-719-8626. You know, so give her a call, find out a little more about her. You know, her website is WaniMandinka.com. That's a big word. So just give her a call, 909-719-8626, and you can find out more about what she's up to, okay? She did a spiritual reading on me. It came out pretty good. I like what she did, you know? I also like to give a shout out to Division 121 out of Philadelphia, UNA, ACF, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320, okay? And, okay. Those of you who are not familiar with the UNIA, that's Marcus Garvey's organization. They had Marcus Garvey had the largest black organization in the history of the country. Nobody had a black organization larger or bigger than Marcus Garvey, period. Okay? I don't care who we're talking about. That's how profound Marcus Garvey was. So you might want to Google him and look up and find out what he was about, okay? Also, the UAIA, they offer the land to build on Africa, RBC Industries. They make design of clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, just give them a call. I got four outfits, and I love every one of them, okay? Even made me one that was special. Look like I had a week or I really love it, you know. His calling number is 609-688-5828. Just give him a call if you need some flags, a red, black, green flag. It's summertime, you know. We got the little outings and stuff. You want to make a couple of dollars selling flags and buttons and stuff. You can give him a call and make a few dollars, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of Thornton. He has the old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. So just Google or YouTube, Heaven 219-TEE. Thornton, for more information, call 267-259-4077. And if you listen to my album, you hear that beautiful harmony coming out on some of those songs. He had his beautiful voice. You hear some nice harmony arrangements on some of those songs, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Taylor Talk Learning Academy. She's licensed and certified. I'm missing somebody here. Well, we'll get into it in a minute. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse. She's currently in medical school. And will soon be a doctor. And after I'm sticking my chest up, that's one of my little ones, you know. Taylor Talk has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-688-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I know from somebody, Faith Moore Electronics. Okay. I got electricity in the family. That's one of my little ones. Good. Calling number is 215-909-3352. Does industrial electricity with the circuit fan, the lights fan, plus he does security and all that stuff that you might need. He's certified, guaranteed to get the work done. Or he's licensed and certified, okay? And also I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7255. He's a naturopathic healer. You need to give him a call. For those that do give him a call, he sends you a nutrient chart for free. I don't know if he's still doing it or not, but I know when I called, he sent me one. So I got mine. And we got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. I list these two guys because they're naturopathic healers, okay? And we need to talk to these guys. We want liver cleanse, colon cleanse. Dr. Bill has a water purification system that he's selling, so I'm going to call him and check that out, okay? Plus, he's on the air. He's on the radio, I think. I'm going to check that. So if you're sick and you don't have these two guys on speed dial, you really deserve to be sick. You know, we don't think anybody deserves to be sick. So see these guys call and don't worry. Be healthy. Okay, now we're back into the health. Everybody that's on the line, I appreciate you being here. Thank you very much for calling in. Let me know that I'm not here just slapping by myself. Somebody want to hear what I got to say. You know, it's good. Okay, so let's get into the thought process of eating, okay? Now, this is how you think about how you're eating. This is just a thought process. I don't deal with right or wrong. It's a thought process. You can reject it, not reject it. It's okay. It doesn't matter. If you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one. Let me know you have a comment. And I open up your mic and you can say whatever you have to say. You don't use your name. You just use the last four digits of your phone number. And to give you some kind of anonymity when you call in, okay? Now, think in terms of a cake, all right? This is a thought process. Think in terms of a cake. If you put all the ingredients there in its right proportion, the cake comes out perfect every time, okay? Every 7 years, all right? The body redoes all of the cells every 7 years. Now you have to think, when you eat, are you making the perfect cell, okay? Or are you making a defective cell? If you're making a lot of defective cell, it's going to have a toll on your body by the time you're 40 or 50. And the drug dealers, I'm talking about the ones that are selling you pills, they know this. You know what I'm saying? That's why they make so much money off the pill. They expect you to be on pills for the rest of your life by the time you're 40, 50. If you ain't under some kind of doctor's care, that they've failed in their job. You follow what I'm saying? They want you on some kind of medication pill. I mean, when you get stuck and you need that medication, I'm not saying don't take the medication. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no other way out, you don't know how to eat, you ain't studying nothing, and the pill pushers, but those are your doctors. Now, bring you this medication, you know, if you have to have it, then, you know, they're going to make sure you think you have to have it. But you need to do some study, do some research on the side effects and all this stuff, because the drug dealer's job is to keep you on some type of drug. They want you to be some kind of junkie. I'm saying that's why they start you off early when you're a kid, taking all popping pills. They call them vitamins, you know, the little cartoon characters that they made vitamins out of, you know what I mean? Fred Flintstone and all those guys. But it gets you used to taking them pills, you know? It's a thought process. It's a mindset. You see what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. And we're here on the radio every day trying to wake you up to what's going on, all right? It's a thought process. When you eat, think in terms. Because the stomach is an oven, 98.6 degrees. It's cooking that food to break it down and to use chemicals to break that food down so that the nutrients and minerals can go where they're supposed to go. But now you have to ask yourself, why am I eating? Am I eating to lose weight? Am I eating to get fat? Am I eating just to be healthy? I'm eating just because the food is there because I like to eat, you know? Why are you eating? See what I'm saying? We're supposed to be eating to make the perfect cell so that every 7 years, our body will rejuvenate. If you see somebody that's 70, 80 years old and there's no black in their beard, they're not eating properly at all and they're not going to be here too much longer. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm getting at. Why are you eating? Think in terms of making the cake. You're making the perfect cell. Now you have to figure out what ingredients do I need to give the body so it can make those perfect cells, so it can make those perfect cells, okay? It's a thought process. You're making a perfect cell and you're eating and you have to have the recipe to make the perfect cell. There's different recipes out here. I'm going to give you a recipe, but there's different recipes out here. You can come with your own. Some of the food that I'm going to mention, you might like, you might not like. You understand what I'm saying? But it's all about the thought process. Now that you know why you're eating, you don't have to worry about not being healthy. And the Genesis diet, okay, I'm back to the Bible. You see what I'm saying? It gave you a diet so that you could be healthy and not under the doctor's care. Herbs and seed bang, fruit. I've given you full meat. You're not supposed to be eating flesh. They've tricked you in calling flesh meat. But flesh is not meat according to the Bible. It's a code book. See, once you start breaking this code down, man, the book becomes amazing, you know. But when you get into the little stories, you be throwing the book in and say, oh, man, that book don't make no sense. I mean, these guys, they conning each other, God killing everybody. You don't even make, don't, thou shalt not kill, then he kill him. It just don't make sense. But once you start breaking the code down, you'll find that it's the one of the most valuable books that you could have in your library. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. We do that on Sunday. We go through the codes on Sunday. If I'm saying, just to give you an idea how powerful the book is, okay? Now, we're talking about diet. We're talking about eating. We're talking about being healthy. 2,000 years ago, somebody put it in the book, okay? How are you supposed to be eating? If you don't come, and you wonder why these guys live for 800-900 years. If you ate based on that Genesis diet, you would live a long time because that's a raw food diet. Raw food diet. Very few people are on a raw food diet because the raw food tastes terrible based on the way they're growing this food. It don't taste as good as the way it used to taste, okay? Now, let me give you, this is the recipe that I'm under, okay? I get up, before I eat, I take a tablespoon of Boggs vinegar with the mother. Okay? A tablespoon of that in water. This keeps the cancer off you. If you think you might have cancer, this will stop the spread of it. And then you have to figure out how to eat to make sure that the cancer don't go no further than that. The doctors do not have a cure for cancer. The radiation don't work. None of that stuff works. They do not, they cannot cure cancer. If they can cut it out, if you got cancer, like let's say you got a prostate cancer, they catch it early, they can cut out your prostate, you're fine. But if it metastasizes past the prostate, there's nothing they can do for you. All they're going to do is make money off of you, chop you up, operate, and send you home like they did my sister, send you home to die like they did Mac. Mac had cancer. He went through the doctor's routine. They sent him home. Mac's not with us no more. See what I'm saying? But for all his life, he has been staying away from the doctors. And that's the best thing. Why go to the doctors if you don't need them? See what I'm saying? If you're eating right and doing what you're supposed to do, you don't need to see the doctor. The doctor's there if you get sick. So if you don't get sick, why would you need a doctor? See? Oh, Mac was 83. Okay, he was 83 when he made transition, but I think he could have been here a little longer than that. You know what I mean? But I couldn't get him. He didn't even call. Now, we advertise Dr. Paul and them every time I come on. I was just advertising on Sunday, but I'm doing it every day. I'm running a commercial every day. So we advertise Dr. Paul every day. How come he, I asked him, I said, man, did you call Dr. Paul? He said, no. Why? Get your liver cleansed. Get your detox going on. You follow what I'm saying? If they're saying you got something, you know, work on it. Try to get rid of it. You know what I'm coming from? But he didn't do that. So I don't leave my train of thought because I still feel pretty bad about my friend Matt not being able to finish the journey with me. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, this is my recipe. Sorry, stop. But this is my recipe. This is what I eat every day. A tablespoon of vinegar, a glass of water, I drink a quarter cup of prune juice, okay? Then I eat these five vegetables. I put them in a crock pot. I steam them down a little bit, okay? I'm getting ready to stop doing that. I can't shop like I want to, so I have to get my vegetables frozen because I shop once a month. The fresh vegetables don't last a whole month. I don't care how you treat them unless you blanch them off or something. I have one cup of broccoli. One cup of collard greens, okay? One cup of green peas. One cup of string beans, okay? And one cup of, collard greens, string beans, Brussels sprouts. One cup of Brussels sprouts. Those five vegetables, okay, gives me 89 of all the nutrients and minerals that the body needs for the entire day, just those five vegetables, okay? Look up the nutrients of what's in those vegetables that I mentioned. You'll see what I'm talking about, especially that collard green. The collard green is powerful, but you have to cook it right. Now, if you don't have a pressure cooker, you need a pressure cooker to cook the collard greens properly because the collard greens are so dense. The molecular structure of the collard greens is so dense, you have to cook them under that kind of pressure to break them apart so your body can absorb the nutrients out of it. This is what a lot of health people don't know. And they talk about don't eat the collard greens because this will eat a duh. You know what I mean? when the ancestors came over and stole some of the ancestors from their homeland, they brought a horticulturist over here. Those witch doctors knew every herb on the planet. They studied for 25 years. They knew every herb and witch come on the planet. And they were telling when they came here with the slaves, they were telling them what to eat so they can be healthy and stay strong. And they were healthy and strong, regardless of what the European was feeding them. The herbologists were telling them what to eat and how to stay healthy and strong. And it's just amazing what was going on. You follow what I'm saying? So those five vegetables. Now I take 19 different fruits, okay? And I use like a quarter cup of each one of them, right? I put them in the blender, all right, with some fruit juice. And I blend it up, okay, and I drink a cup. I get out of that mix, I get like 3 cups, okay? And I have 1 cup a day along with my meal. That's it for the entire day, you know? Now I'm trying to switch to a raw foods diet, you know? Me and raw food don't get along too good because that tastes terrible. But I'm trying to switch more and more into a raw foods diet. The only reason I've been on a raw foods diet now because, like I said, I shop once a month. I can't get to the store to the health food stores and all that stuff to buy what I need, you know? But that's my recipe for making the perfect cell, okay? If you need more information about that, just call 215-758-1703 from 9 in the morning to 5 o'clock at night. If I'm saying, give me a call, and we can talk about the recipe that I'm under. That's the recipe that I'm under, okay? And when you see me, you'll see that my hair, right, is not only gray, but it's starting to turn black. It's actually, the reason I picked those five vegetables, it's an age retrogressing diet. It's supposed to retrogress the age. The longer I stay on the diet, the more I eat, stick to it, I'm supposed to look younger and younger and younger because we're not supposed to be dying at 80 and 90 years old. We're supposed to be living a lot longer than that. The Bible attested that. Our normal lifespan, according to the Bible, in the days of Adam and Eve, that's how long we're supposed to be living because we're supposed to be on that Genesis diet, is 930 years. That's how long. That's how long the normal lifespan of the body is if you eat properly and take care of it right. That's what the book says, okay? Now, a lot of us have a trouble making to 120, 125. I do have a record of people living to be 150, if they weren't coming from. But your thought process has to change if you're going to be healthy, eat healthy, and do what you're supposed to do. So that's the recipe to make that perfect cell. When you eat, you're eating. Now, a lot of times, those five vegetables might be a little much. They weren't coming from. So you might not be able to eat at one time. That take you into the 2-meal-a-day diet. You eat five, as much as you can on one setting, and the next setting you eat the rest of it. But every time you eat, you're getting all the nutrients in your system at one time. You're thinking in terms of making the cake. You don't put the cake in without the sugar, and it don't come out right. You don't put the cake, put the mix in, without the leavening, it ain't gonna come out right. You don't put the cake in without the milk, you know, it don't come out right, okay? Regardless of what kind of milk you're using. But you have to have everything there at the same time. That's how you should be thinking when you eat. It's a different thought process, okay? The 3-meal-a-day diet sucks. It don't work. It works for the drug dealers, okay? This is why they set the diets up. It's why they lobber in the CDC to put their little pills on the market. That's how they was able to get the opium into the people's mouths, you know what I mean? Because they got money. They're lobbyists. I mean, you know, drug boys, and they play rough. You know what I mean? And what can I tell you? But it's all about your information. It's all about your thought process and how you're thinking about what you're doing. Stop for a minute. Ask yourself, why am I eating? That's a question that we don't ask. Why am I eating? Am I eating to live a long time? I'm eating to be healthy. I'm eating because I'm fat. I'm eating because I'm skinny, got to gain weight. I'm eating because I want more muscles. They give you a whole lot of different reasons to eat, but the reason you're supposed to be eating is to make that perfect cell, because the body regenerates all those cells every 7 years. Every 7 years, the body reproduces all those cells. So is it reproducing defective cells or perfect cells? Now you got to eat to make that perfect cell. It's all up to you. It's all up to you whether you're going to be healthy or not, okay? Like I said, those that are on the line, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. We're dropping information here, okay? Yeah, I talk about people sometimes, but not roughly. Well, I'm talking about the people that's hurting you, people that's destroying you. The drug dealers are really putting hurting on you, but in instances, that medication they have saved your life. If you get in an accident or something happened, you know, and because the doctors, you know, I'm not actually warning you away from doctors. Never, you don't need them, you don't need them. But if you're in an accident or you get shot or stabbed or cut, hey, they're the best body mechanics on the planet. And we got, in America, we got some of the best body mechanics on the planet. You see where I'm coming from? So if you need some surgery or something like that done, you know, from some accident or something like that there, and yeah, you know, had a doctor on speed dial, get over there, 911, go in there, let them patch you up, because they're good at that. They patch you up. Where they're not spending time is on the diseases and sickness and medication. They're relying on the drug dealer with their medication and pills, right? They tell you got some, most of the doctors don't tell you, well, look, you have to change this diet, stop eating this, eat that, no. And when you go in to see your doctor, your primary care physician, they don't give you a nutrient chart of what you should be eating. They don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going there because something's wrong. And whatever's wrong, they got one thing on their mind. We got to get the drug boys need that money, because where you think they get all the expensive equipment from? You know what I'm saying? It ain't coming from the hospitals. It comes from the grants, loans, all this kind of stuff. And the money they're making from the insurance company. Who's running the insurance company? The drug boys. They got a mean thing going on here. You got to admire the way they got this thing set up. You know what I mean? They can push whatever drugs they want. They got control over the CDC. That's why a lot of people are afraid of the vaccine, because of the control that these crazy people have over everything. You know what I mean? And they didn't just start making this vaccine a couple of years ago. They've been working on this vaccine for a minute for them to come up with it like that, because they know what's out here, because they be working on these different viruses and stuff like that there. They work on all this here stuff, you know. They got a couple of them out here that's so bad that they decided not to work on. And this ain't the first time we had a pandemic around the planet now. Who's getting paid on this pandemic? Who's making all the money? The drug boys. Drug boys are getting paid on godly. Millions and millions of doses of vaccine from here and all over the world. Man, that's a payday. Talking about residual income, I don't know if you said Thursday. We're talking about residual income, how to get paid. These guys are getting paid ungodly. So people are skeptical. But it comes to a point that sometimes you might have to do what you have to do. We only got a couple minutes left. I don't like to do, we only got a few, I only got 90 seconds left to go into the radio. I have walked the path when I do an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good today. And I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me. I welcome all that I have done to come back to me. I function under the guise to be with yourself. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? And this is your brother Elohim. excuse me. I'm a little hoarse because, like I said, I'm working on another album, so I'm doing a lot of singing and stuff, but I'm trying to be on the radio every day. I've been hitting and missing. But just check in, see if I'm here. I'm still sending out the text. So just check in and see if I'm here, and we have some pretty good information, but do some research, help out, you know, go do some studying about, health and stuff. And next Friday, we're talking about health. Maybe you can pitch in. You might have some information for us. Tell us what you're going through, see where I'm coming from, dealing with the doctors and all that kind of stuff. You know, this is what this is about. It's an interactive show. You know, you can jump in, you know, I know, I'll be spitting the information out. Because I really want you to have it. You need this information, you know, because the kind of information that I'm putting out on the radio, you just can't go anywhere and get it. So remember, Love is to act and make others feel good, and go have a feel-good day. This is your brother Elohim. That's your chapter more tomorrow. Much love.